Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to visit my website to learn more about my books and speaking ministry. You'll find me at gracefox.com. Sign up for my weekly devotional blog and monthly update and receive a free gift. Again, that's gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 27:14.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Much of our life is spent waiting. We wait at the bus stop and the doctor's office. We wait in line at grocery stores and in airports. We wait on hold to speak to a real person over the phone. We wait 9 months to welcome a new baby into the family, and then we wait for that little one to sleep through the night, to crawl, to walk, and to talk. Waiting is a part of life. It's also a normal aspect of our faith journey. How often have you prayed about a concern and then waited on God to answer? How many times have you waited for Him to fulfill a promise? David wrote Psalm 27, and he was well experienced in the art of waiting on God. When he was 16 years old, God anointed him to become king, but he didn't sit on the throne until he was 30. In the meantime, the reigning king, King Saul, grew jealous of him and chased him through the wilderness. David ran for his life, hid in caves, and cried to the Lord for help. Surely he must have wondered how long would he have to wait before God came to his rescue and fulfilled his promise to put him on the throne. I've occasionally wondered how long I'll have to wait for God to answer my prayers for help, too. Waiting on God isn't easy because His timetable is different from ours. He sees life from an eternal perspective, but we see it from a finite view. Our time on earth is short, so we want things to happen quickly, right now. But God is never in a rush. Besides His timetable being different from ours, God also sees what's happening behind the scenes of our circumstances. He knows what's going on in the spiritual realm. We can't see the invisible, so it's difficult for us to be patient. So what does it mean to wait anyway? Well, we might mistakenly believe that waiting on God means we sit idly by until we see the answer. But that is far from truth. Waiting on God involves our intentionally choosing to trust Him and His timing. It's choosing to not rush ahead of Him. It's relinquishing control, giving Him the wheel and letting Him steer us in the direction He wants us to go. For some of us, giving up control can be quite a challenge. Waiting on God involves an active seeking of His will. So we dig into His Word and we talk with Him in prayer. We might share our concerns or questions with trusted godly people to gain wise counsel and prayer support. Waiting on God also involves keeping our ears, eyes, and heart wide open. What valuable life lessons might he want us to learn in that place and time? How might he want us to grow and change while we sit in that waiting room? The word wait in the Hebrew language means to remain or endure. The New Testament parallel is often translated as abide or continue, and is used 10 times in John chapter 15, where we learn about the vine and the branches. For instance, John 15:4 says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." Jesus spoke those words referring to the grapevine, a visual with which his audience was very familiar. They understood the branch and the vine sharing a seamless connection. The healthier that connection, the more sap flows between them and the more potential there is for a plentiful harvest of fruit. By using that visual, Jesus was saying that to wait on the Lord is to remain in close fellowship with him, like the branch abides in the vine. The Message version of the Bible says John 15 this way, "Live in me, make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me." That's verse 4. When quoting today's verse, it says, "Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God." We can express waiting on God then in various ways: abiding in him, living in him, being joined with him, staying with him. All of those phrases mean the same thing: maintaining close relationship with him. These postures strengthen us when we don't see our prayers answered as quickly as we hope. They give us courage to persevere even when our circumstances are really hard and we long for change to come. They help us grow deeper in our understanding of who God is and enable us to learn important lessons so that our lives can bear more and more fruit. Perhaps you're in a place of waiting on God today. If so, take heart, and take to heart this promise found in Isaiah 64:4. "For since the world began, no ear has heard and no eye has seen a God like you, who works for those who wait for him." Make this period of waiting a rich time of abiding in the Lord, living in him, and being joined to him. Stay with him. He will not let you down. As one theologian says, many of his promises bear a long date, but they are sure and infallible. Wait, therefore. Let's pray. Lord God, we praise you for being wise, good, and sovereign. Thank you for being patient with us as we learn to be patient with you and your perfect timing. Help us to learn all the lessons you have for us in the waiting room. We give you control over our wants and wishes and ask for your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.